Good morning, Exville. It's Troy at Sundance Books and Music, and we're going to shake things up a little bit. Christine is on sabbatical, and so I'm going to be handling the book end of things here today, and hopefully I will cut the mustard. First up, it's a book that's pretty pertinent for days like this. It's called Days in January by an author named Brett Beyer, and this is covering the transition in the very few last days of Dwight Eisenhower's presidency and leading into the JFK. All of the sagely wisdom that he gave John Kennedy before he went into office. So definitely something that is relevant to our times. 3 days in January, great new book by Brett Beyer. Also, something a little bit lighter, it's called Snake, The Legendary Life of Ken Stabler by Mike Freeman. Ken Stabler, he was one of those guys that kind of broke the mold a little bit in the NFL back in the 70s, one of these guys who was renowned for his off-the-field behavior with his partying and womanizing. Quite a character, and this book tells the whole tale. Kind of fun look at Ken Stabler. Even if you weren't a Raiders fan, you couldn't help but admire his great playing back in the glory days of the NFL back in the 70s. Snake, The Legendary Life of Ken Stabler. Next up, it's a book that my coworker Philip hepped me to. It's called Small Town Talk by Barney Hoskins, and what this does is it covers the New York burg of Woodstock back in the late 60s and early 70s when all sorts of musicians were kind of hiding out there, getting away from all the showbiz razzmatazz and hunkering down and just kind of chilling. Bob Dylan, Van Morrison, Janis Joplin, the band, and even Jimi Hendrix, among others, went to Woodstock to kind of get away from it all and do some woodshedding and just kind of get real. And you know what? Some darn good music came out of that lifestyle as well. Small Town Talk by Barney Hoskins. Next up at Sundance Books and Music, it's an anthology of poems by the great William Blake. But the spin on this is these have all been selected and introduced by a lady who's known for her poetry in her own right, Miss Patti Smith. So, man, if you want to kind of dig back into some classic prose and have kind of a new spin on it, you must come down and check this out. William Blake Poems, selected by the great Patti Smith. This next title is a personal favorite, and it's not exactly brand new, and it's actually two books, and it's a whole lot of fun if you're an airplane geek like me. It's called Hidden Warbirds, Volume 1 and 2, two separate books. And what this is it goes back to the classic planes from back in World War II that were lost in action, and the book kind of does three things. It tells the last mission of these airplanes, and two, how they found them, and three, how they excavated them and have refurbished them either as museum pieces or in some special cases actually in flyable conditions. And they have found these things all over the world, under the ocean, in remote jungles, all over the place, and it's loaded with very cool photographs. And like I said, if you're any kind of aeronautic buff, these books are must-haves. Hidden Warbirds, Volume 1 and 2, authored by Nicholas Veronico. And then last up, it's another real fun title. It's called Speaking American, How Y'all Use and You Guys Talk, A Visual Guide by Josh Katz. And this is one of these books that you can pretty much open up to any page randomly and see real cool stuff in it. And it tells us a little bit about linguistics and how we all talk in this great nation of ours. So, for example, you know, how do different people across our country refer to a submarine sandwich, whether it's a hoagie or a grinder or a good old-fashioned sub, and it lays out a map with graphics to show all this stuff. You know, what we call a freight truck. Some folks on the East Coast call them tractor trailers. Down in the South, they call them 18-wheelers. But most of America calls them semis or semi-trucks. Very interesting and fun. Speaking American by Josh Katz. For all these great titles and so much more, you got to come on down to our store, located right on the corner of California and Sierra. For Sundance Books and Music, this has been Troy. Thank you for tuning in to The Blurb.